Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor, and it is always so exciting for us to have you tune in on these Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time to share so many wonderful pieces of information having to do with preventive, natural health, personal growth, and what we like to call positive news. And Mind, Body, and Spirit is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is a local and national newspaper having to do with the above mentioned. And it is filled with information that can a lot of times be very difficult to access, I guess would be the good word. And we have an interview today that is filled with the kind of information that we feel is extra important at this particular time in our world. It always is. I like to make sure I go back and say that. It is always important. However, when we are being a little more tested on this planet with different issues, you know, our air quality is so important. And when I mention air quality, I'm talking about also more specifically our indoor, whether it's a business or a residence. So our interview today, I will tell you a little bit more about that when I bring him on. Right now his mic is still closed. I just wanted to make sure that we let you know some of these specifics. And what I am going to mention, and I'm not going to tell too much, I'm going to let Neil Stanley get into this more, but we like to actually say it from the standpoint of that it's breakthrough news in regards to indoor air quality technology from a company that is called Healthway, a very appropriate name, and that's all one word, Healthway. And since I mentioned Neil, I think I will up front here give you some information that you can make note of and get in touch with him after the show, whenever you are then listening to this live show, which you can access 24/7 in our archived section after this live show is completed. So again, the what is called the National Associate is Neil Stanley. And for any information, questions that you have, please feel free without any obligation whatsoever to just give him a call. I'm going to give you a phone number as well as an email. So if you're all ready, the phone number is 216-287-9509. Again, that's 216-287-9509. And his email is thewaterguy216, that's actually 216, at gmail.com. Once again, thewaterguy216 at gmail.com. And Neil is dealing with people on a national level. That's why we refer to him as the National Associate person. So I'm not going to say much more because I really, really like giving our guests the opportunity to get more expansive in regards to what they want to share. So I am going to go ahead and open his mic. So, Neil, I know you can hear me, so I'm going to go ahead and open your mic. I see a few other people here. Okay, I should be getting, there we go. Neil, are you there?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Okay, the test works. The test works. Well, you heard me, I'm sure, but what I haven't said to the listeners is that we have known you for a very long time, and you are friends with a number of friends that we have. One was our dear, dear friend, Jim Roby, who passed away a couple of years ago, and also Jim Artress, who we feel equally as great about because of all the stuff that he's doing. And then you are continuing to help people learn the importance, not only learn, but how to then implement what will have them be breathing healthier, both in their business and in their homes. So, Neil, how about if you just tell a little bit about yourself and why in the world are you into this and why are you doing it?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Marcia. I want to give a hello, a shout out to Tom out there if he's listening.
He is.
Well, back to Jim Artress. I've always, through high school, I started kind of getting environmentally in tune, you might say, and I wanted to do something. And shortly after high school, I met Jim Artress, and he was starting his water business. And I kind of became his apprentice, you might say, and things have built from there. He has moved, as you're well aware of, to New York City. He's been up there for about 10, 12 years. He's doing fantastic. I basically took over the water business here in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio, and Toledo, which is a pretty big market because we've been servicing a health food store out there for about 3 decades now, providing them with water for customers to come in and fill up a 1, 2, or 5 gallon jug.
Bassett
Health Foods, yes, in Toledo, Ohio.
We may as well put a plug in there for them. Yeah, they're very dear friends. They have been, around for as long as I have to remember.
We were at your health expos of 20 years ago when you were hosting them in Cleveland and beyond.
Yeah.
And Charmaine and Miss Bassett, Mr. Bassett, they would always have a booth nearby, whether they had their TerraMax or herbs or they were doing the Skio machine, which gave you the biofeedback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been in this a long time. And so air has just been a natural fit. And so that's when Jimmy met the owner of Healthway several years ago. He's close friends with him. And then I kind of met the owner through Jimmy. And I've been repping the systems for a little over a year now. And they're just fantastic air units.
Right. And, Tom and I, of course, listeners, you know Tom, I'm sure, because he has mm-hmm. –
Yes.
Hosted a couple of the shows along the way. But we have always, and believe me, we've met quite a number of people who have been dealing with air purifiers. And we know the importance of a good one, and not just a good one, but, there's so many different kinds of things that have to be addressed when you're talking about cleaning the air that you are breathing. And people don't realize. Yeah, they don't realize. So can you give a little bit about what some of the unit or some of the units are called and what actually are they doing?
Well, let me just backtrack a little. In my 20, 30 years of doing the water business and being in the health industry like we are, I've owned about 4 or 5 different air machines. I had an Alpine, which you remember the Alpine units. Alpine units were just a little box. Yeah, that emitted just a little bit of ozone. But they weren't filtering anything. They were just emitting negative ions that would attach to positively charged things in the air, and they would make them heavier, so they would knock them out of the ambient airspace, and then the ozone would slip through into the ambient airspace and kill any microorganism. But yet it wasn't filtering anything. You have AeroAsis out there, which is still a good company, popular unit, and they do similar things to the Alpine,
that the Alpine did. But once again, they're not filtering out any particulate. There's no real filter media in there, for instance. And then you move up to something like HEPA. Like I have the Sun Pure, which I still use. Sun Pure makes UV lights for water and for air. And they've developed an air machine, and I've had it for 15, 20 years now. It's still a great air machine. It's a HEPA filtration. And HEPA filtration will filter down to 0.03 microns. So that's like 0.03 of a micron. And I'm sure most of your listening virtual audience knows that, you know, when you start getting down into the micron levels, you're talking things that are very, very, very small. The common virus is 0.01 or 2 microns or a little smaller. And that's where the HealthWays system with their disinfecting filtration system really blows the competition away. They're able to filter down to 0.007 of a micron. So it's 0.007 of a micron. So it's 40 times better filtration than a HEPA filter. When I met Danny, Vinny, the owner, he goes to – me and Jimmy always go to the Water Quality Association shows every year to see the latest and greatest things in the market. Vinny has always been going there with HealthWays. He has a pretty big booth there, and he demonstrates the system. If you go on YouTube and you do a YouTube search, HealthWay Air Purifier, a number of different videos come up, whether they were produced by HealthWay or even independent individuals in the air business. And one of the tools that Vinny uses is a laser particulate counter, and it has the ability to measure the amount of fine particulate in the air, and he'll put it down where the air is being sucked into the unit, and it could register 100,000, 200,000 parts, what have you, and then he'll put it on top of the unit where the fresh air is coming out. And it'll immediately, within moments, go down to absolute zero, almost like a TDS meter when you're dealing with pure water. And so that's when you get into the field of ultrafine particles. And I've been kind of researching these ultrafine particles. And a lot of these air machines, even HEPA, isn't getting down to the thousandth of a micron level where you start getting into the ultra-ultrafine particulate. And we're finding that, well, as a matter of fact, many scientists and researchers still don't know what some of these ultrafine particles are doing. They're so small that they can go into the blood, they can go right through the blood-brain barrier. And so it's becoming a new field of study. And so that's where HealthWay pretty much blows away the competition with their disinfecting filtration system. And basically, from what I understand, in 2010, they received a grant, a military grant, for biological warfare studies. And that's where their technology was developed. I'll read you this here. It's off their website. Patented technology developed through the United States military grant combating germ warfare, the HealthWay disinfecting filtration system revolutionizes the air cleaning and filtration process. The DFS technology is proven to be 40 times more efficient than standard HEPA filtration, capturing 99.99% of all particles down to 0.007 micron size. DFS also prevents microbial growth inside the filter through microbial inhabitation. So, and that's something that happens in the water business too, is we'll find filters that get clogged and are laden with bacteria. These machines prevent the growth, the further growth of bacterial or viral growth inside the system, which happens in many air units out on the market today.
Mm-hmm. Now, being that you're working with residential and commercial, how, if any, are you finding a difference? Is there much of a difference when, you know, a business is operating a unit versus a residential?
Well, I haven't. Maybe you can clarify the question, but from the way I interpreted that is, are you suggesting what noticeable differences that we're seeing?
Well, basically, are the units the same that you would use in a residence versus
There's basically three residential units. There's a small unit, which is good for a bedroom. Then there's the deluxe model, which is the one that's featured on the digital flyer that Tom helped design. And that's pretty much that's a very popular unit. They retail for about $1,000, and they can pretty much within 30 minutes they can disinfect and filter 1,000 square foot space in about 30 minutes. Twice in an hour, the deluxe unit will disinfect and filter out the air in 1,000 square foot space. They also have units that install right to the HVAC units post the blower, so there's no drawback or pressure drops in the airflow. And that's called Super V. And you can find that on their product page at healthway.com.
So one of the things that I remember when I was reading the information that was put together, so are you finding that, let's say, different types of businesses like hospitals, hotels, schools, there's a whole list of different ones. So are those the kinds of businesses that you find are more apt to take a look at the indoor air? Or do you find that, residential people with homes are equally as concerned and find themselves getting a unit?
Well, the super concern really stems in the health field or in the educational field. For instance, they just finished wrapping up a 10,000 unit order for the city of New York City Schools. It's the largest school system in the country. There's 1.1 million students and 75,000 teachers. And I think they're about to close a deal with the Boston City Schools. There's 2,500 units in the Syracuse City School System as we currently speak. They have a lot of partners, a lot of hotels, also hospitals, especially with the COVID pandemic we've seen brewed and brewing up. But, like the Hyatt Hotel, the Hilton Hotel, the Marriott, Delta Hotels, Wyndham Hotels. Even another partner is the Cleveland Clinic, which I just recently found out. BMW, China Mobile. So what they do, I believe, with Hilton, me and Jimmy and Vinny had lunch at the Water Quality Show. He was describing, I think it's Hilton or Hyatt. They have specialty rooms, which are like the pure rooms, where the water's filtered, and the air is filtered as well. And you will find their technology in those rooms.
Actually, I've actually stayed in a couple hotels like that and experienced the room. So it was really, really neat the first time, because it was like, wow, okay. I mean, you walked in the room, and the room was like a retreat area, okay?
Yeah.
So they had the whole space was set up like that, including, an air filter, sound, meditative music. So great, I thought this is really neat. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a wonderful plus. I think that especially with what can be a little more stress possibly nowadays, that people appreciate something different like that, and being able to, especially when you're in hotels, Neil, it's just nice to have a space that's being purified and cleaned, that your air that you're breathing is good. So Okay, I want to just mention again, listeners, we are speaking to National Associate Neil Stanley, and we will give you again the phone number for Neil as well as his email. And please remember, always feel free to contact our guests. Okay, that's why we do these interviews from an educational standpoint, so that you can then go ahead and have a conversation with them. There's never any obligation whatsoever. So Neil Stanley's phone number is 216-287-9509. Again, it's 216-287-9509. If you prefer email, it is thewaterguy216@gmail.com. Again, thewaterguy216@gmail.com. So, Neil, what do you find, with many people that you're dealing with, what seems to be the main concern that a residential location has for, I know that they want cleaner air. I mean, of course, I understand that. But what is the initial conversation whenever somebody contacts you and they're considering something like this? You know, what's going on with them? What are they concerned about? What do they want to improve upon? Just those whole things. Do they have, is it mostly family?
Asthma, allergies, and loved ones that they have concerns about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm scrolling down because I had pulled up a number of other little pieces that I was reading before the interview started that I really appreciated in addition to what I had already read. Another piece that I see here is, this was interesting for me. It was the forensic microbiologist and leading indoor environmental advisor to hospitals and schools,
yes,
and industrial,
mm-hmm,
and so forth. And she gives her little piece there about that she's often asked what type of air cleaning system provides the highest level of protection. And she gets into some of that. So listeners, we encourage you to, of course, call Neil. And at the same time, you can read up. You can go ahead and check in on the videos, like he mentioned. And the piece that is for the listeners who are up on Blog Talk here, where you can see that there is a link in the center of the information that says, watch this short video to see how this breakthrough tech can be in your home, office, condo, or apartment. Click the link below. So you can actually just do that and get some additional great information.
Yeah.
So, Neil, what do you feel the future is bringing for this type of an item?
A broader consuming market. It's a technology that's obviously in demand, with more and more health concerns coming every day. We're learning more about the air. And up until this point, I don't feel, this is a large statement, so forgive me, but I don't know of any other air machine out there that's labeled by the FDA as a Class 2 medical device.
Okay.
Now, I've done a little bit of research. I've researched what a Class 2 medical device is, and those are devices that prevent infection. I don't want to degrade this conversation, but for instance, a condom is a Class 2 medical device because,
mm-hmm,
it prevents the transmission of bacterial or viral STDs. So,
right,
the FDA has actually given Healthway that branding.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is another unit out there that makes those claims, it's probably made by Healthway. There's a video on YouTube called IntelliPure versus, I forget the name of the product. It's a very molecule, IntelliPure versus molecule. And the gentleman is, he has like an organic magazine, and he has that laser particulate testing device. And he does the same thing that Vinny does. He shows the difference between the units. Healthway has been around for a little over 30 years, and they make units for IntelliPure. I believe they make a unit for Amway and a few other companies out there for their own branding.
So they're basically private labeling.
Yeah.
Their product, some of their that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So you are working, most of your clients or customers, where are they coming from? I know you're doing most
of
your work.
Well, most of them, almost all of them are existing water customers. I would just give them the information, and I'm surprised. For years, water has been kind of a hard sale, especially up here in northern Ohio. We're right next to the Great Lakes. Most people up until the recent years, as more information's come out, have thought about like a water treatment system or a drinking system as almost a luxury. and what I found so appealing in my sense as a sales rep and an installer of water systems is the interest. People are much more interested in the air quality offhand than water. And so that's something I've noticed.
Don't you think that possibly that that's because there really has been more conversation about the air than there has been about the water? Not that that should be the case.
Right. I concur, especially this year.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. I mean, there's so much that people do not understand about the water issues. And Tom and I, years ago, or shortly after we started our business, we had the privilege of getting to meet and know Dr. John Yamianis. And
yes, the fluoride.
Yes.
He wrote the book,
yes.
Fluoride and the Aging Factor. I have that book. Yeah.
Yes. What an amazing. I mean, I was so grateful that we met that man. I mean, I can remember, just like I can so many others, sitting and talking with him and learning so much. I mean, he was definitely the one who, in regards to our water, since we're touching a tad on that, brought up about his work in regards to the fluoride. And they had labeled him as crazy, I mean, it was just, it's like any pioneer or pioneers, plural, you can go through a lot in order to break the mold, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And then it gets easier. So when I see the fluoride information come the last several years, I always think of John. And he's passed away quite a while back, which is a whole other story. But yeah. So yes, listeners.
If I'm not mistaken, I met him at one of your health expos. Wasn't he a speaker there?
I believe, Tom, I was actually thinking about that, thinking, did we have him? I think we did. I think we did in the beginning. I can always bring Tom's mic in, but but since we're kind of getting toward the end here. Let me just see if, hold on 1 second, listeners. I'm going to check something here, please. I always go over a little bit, which is fine. It's not a problem. But I can bring Tom's mic in. Let me go ahead. Tom, I don't know if you're prepared for this, but he can hear me. Hold on a second. I'll see if this happens. If not, then... let's see here. Okay, looks like it's working. Tom, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought it would be kind of neat to bring you in just for a minute or so. Did we have Dr. John Yamianis at our initial expos?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Neil had just mentioned about him being at the expos, and my mind's going back, I think so. I mean, we spent a good bit of time with him, otherwise, like just, you know, talking and meeting up with him and so forth. So, but anyway, I just wanted to confirm that. So thanks, Tom. And Neil.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Great interview.
So I'm going to close Tom's mic and finish our show, Neil. So hold on one second.
Okay.
I can close that. I don't know if I can do that or not. Okay. All right. Are you there, Neil?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So in closing, how would you like to or what would you like to say, I guess, to kind of bring it all together and have the listeners be at a place where, from an educational standpoint, they can realize that it would be great to step into being more educated and create a healthier atmosphere with their air quality in their homes and, of course, like we said, and their businesses. So in closing, what would you like to say?
Personally, besides being a sales rep for the company, I'm thoroughly impressed with the unit. I've been using the deluxe model, which is the one that Tom featured in the article ad that you're going to put out digitally, for about a year and a half. I'm thoroughly impressed with the unit. And there's buttons on it to let you know when it's time to change the filter. And there's two filters that need to be changed on the deluxe unit. But I'm extremely satisfied and confident that a new user of the system will find the same bliss and happiness as I. I use the deluxe downstairs in the living room, dining room, kitchen, and then I have the smaller compact unit upstairs in my bedroom that I only turn on when I go to bed upstairs. But I'm actually thinking of putting it on the whole house with the Super V unit that goes into the HVAC. And a lot of people out there just, you know, there's so many different brands of marketed air machines out there, and there's a lot of claims too. But just know that the Healthway Deluxe and the Compact and Super V and all the technology that they provide with the DFS, the Disinfecting Filtration System, just know that it's 40 times better than HEPA, 40 times more efficient. And the whole technology was generated and designed around biological warfare.
So it's a
very powerful unit. Like we opened up the show, I've had several air machines. Best one I've had is what it was the Sun Pure up until this past year and a half when I finally invested in my Healthway Deluxe. Because it's hitting all angles. It's disinfecting the air like a UV lamp would do in the Sun Pure unit. It's disinfecting the air like an Alpine would, except that the Alpine's emitting the small particulate, just a little bit of ozone into the ambient airspace. They're just fantastic, fantastic units. They cover the ultrafine particles. You're filtering down to the thousandths of a micron, which is super duper small. And as more information comes out about the studies on ultrafine particles, you've got all the bases covered with this show.
Right. And so listeners, on that note, we hope that you have enjoyed the bit of education, and please, again, feel free to give Neil Stanley a call and or email, and I'm going to give you that information again as we close out. So, Neil, I want to say thanks so much. It's always great to reconnect or connect a little bit more with our longtime friends, and we appreciate you a lot.
Thank you. Likewise.
You're very welcome. Okay, listeners, again, you can contact Neil Stanley, who is the National Associate, and it is 216-287-9509. Again, 216-287-9509 for more information, and please feel free without any obligation, okay? And his email is thewaterguy216@gmail.com. Again, that's thewaterguy216@gmail.com. And again, as far as we, Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, that is produced by our newspaper, The Healthy Referral, We are very grateful for all of you, and we have our upcoming issue of the full-size Healthy Referral newspaper that will be coming out. And believe me, it is loaded this time, not that it's not usually, but there is a lot going on right now in a good way. And I just got a call today. I'll share this real quickly. This is the kind of thing that's happening. This girl called from California, and her name is April. I won't give her last name, but her name is April. And she knew us from back in the 90s, and she's looking to head up into Ohio to have holistic dental work done. And she knows about, she knew about Dr. Pastuk, who is in our newspaper. So she wanted to touch base and get his contact info because she's going to go ahead and set up an appointment and make her way into Ohio. But she is also wanting to get into this issue. She remembers talking to us quite a while back and wanted to get more involved with helping us with the things that are required to, you know, to help bring people into the paper and all of this. So it was like that phone call just came out of the blue this afternoon. And she has emailed me three pieces of information already about what, you know, she's involved in regards to the stem cell thing. So there's just a lot of activity, as you already know, because you're experiencing it as well. So I want to say thanks, Tom, and I want to say thank you very much, Neil. And we'll all see you next time here on Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And you can call us with questions about anything having to do with the Healthy Referral newspaper, being on our radio show, and a number of other things. So on that matter, you would call us at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. Lots of love to everybody, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.